it was a good ride. It was solid for me. Happy with how I executed the plan, and the crowds out there were mad. Yeah, today's a midweek work day, and clearly everyone took a day's holiday and came out to support me and John. Maybe some of the other riders as well, but mostly me and John, which is real good of them. And they definitely gave a little something. You know, that middle section of the course was, you had to really dig in, and you sort of hear this massive crowd at the top of the hill, and you just get another 50 watts out, and yeah, it really helps. And it looks like hopefully I'm on for a good result. I think I have to be in the top 10 now, which is nice. Top 5 depends on how Victor's recovered from his crash, which would be cool, really cool. We're always looking at how the gap to those guys ahead. I think we have a real problem with Evan Pohl coming. Well, we have a problem now with Evan Pohl, but he's only going to get faster. So, yeah, it's going to make life difficult. But, I'm happy. Really very grateful as well to everyone that helped. Yeah, my girlfriend, my family, but also all the staff at sort of British Cycling. They put a huge amount into this. And my coach, Kev, and... Yeah, also my team, Katusha. We've had a difficult year, but hopefully we'll pull through.
Top 5 in the world, not too shabby, is it?
Well, we're not there yet, but it would be nice, yeah. But knowing me, I'll be safe.
Just talk us about, you mentioned the plan. What was the plan today?
It's just like a pacing plan, where to really push to get the most out of the course, out of myself, and a lot of work went into that. And then it was just up to me to sit on those power outputs, and in the most part I did, which and that was largely down to Billy, who just got married, and Matt and Marco at BC as well. So it's incredible to have the support from the Great Britain Cycling Team. They are, we're one of the world leaders in cycling, and they put a lot of eggs in the Alex Dowsett basket for this, and it kind of comes with a lot of pressure, but I feel like I did all right with that.
And it's been a pretty special week for Harrogate and Yorkshire as well, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's mad. You know, I mean, like, if the Worlds came to Essex, it'd be just as big, if not bigger, obviously. But it pains me to say it, but Yorkshire is the home of cycling in the UK, and this has been colossal. You see with the crowds that are out, ain't the weekend's going to be massive for the elite women, the elite men. And yeah, it's an honour to be a part of it. It's an honour to be selected, and this is one to tell the grandkids.